kiss.
93.7 JRFM, Brett Young, Sleep Without You. Okay, your Brett Young invitations for the JR Live Lounge when we say the secret word sometime between now and 9.
Yep.
Hasn't happened yet.
Anytime. All right, so everybody knows the Toronto Maple Leafs are out of the playoffs now. Round 2 of the playoffs begin again tonight. But here's the thing. So Justin Bieber showed up at that Maple Leafs game, and everybody's blaming him for them losing because he's a curse on sports, right? Every time he goes to a game, a home game of some kind, that team loses to the point that Chicago Blackhawks don't even want him in their arena anymore.
Oh,
they go,
gosh.
Please don't come here, because every time you're here, we lose.
Bad mojo.
And those are now, big games that he goes to, right?
When you said the Bieber curse, I thought that was swearing about a different thing.
Well, it could be. It could
But he's actually bad luck.
Yeah, yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers, same thing. They said, we don't want him around here. There's a thing about him. When he goes, that team loses. I don't know what it is.
Is there any other industry or job on the planet that is more superstitious than the sports industry?
I don't think so. They really are. They got this
stuff,
this mojo. Yeah.
Right, so on the JR Facebook page this morning, for example, Carol says, my hubby, as a joke, they live here in Vancouver, was given a cheesy picture of Wayne and Janet Gretzky, because they're such Oilers fans. They think it's their engagement picture, a super cheeseball picture. The damn thing's on my mantle. I'm not even allowed to dust it during the playoffs. Nobody touches the picture of Wayne and Janet.
I know. There's just some really weird stuff like that. I know my boys, Brad, has a jersey for every team under the sun, and he has to wear a certain outfit for each game. If they lose, he'll never wear that outfit again. If they win, he has to wear the same thing each time. And they all have to sit in the same positions on the couch, all the boys.
Yeah,
it's just so weird funny. About that
stuff.
Oh,
that must drive you nuts, eh, Karen? Because I always think about that story of how you make your boys move down the couch for even cushion wear.
My couch is 10 years old. It looks brand new.
Oh,
that's all I got to say about that.
I think their bums deserve where they need to be, Karen, for the team's greater good.